Premier Mike Baird's $16 million shark safety plan is officially underway. High-tech drum lines are expected to be installed off the coast of Ballina, and that will happen as early as next week. Drones have been set up to keep watch over Coffs Harbour. If that wasn't enough, helicopter surveillance from Byron Bay to Evans Head will run twice daily, and that will start on December 1. The new measures are after 14 people have been attacked by sharks in New South Wales this year. David Wright, we've spoken to him before. He is the Ballina Shire Mayor, and he joins us on the line. David, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ben.
So the high-tech drum lines will be installed as early as next week.
Yes, the Premier rang me last night, and that was a really good piece of information to go along with the shark eco barrier that hopefully will be in after Christmas, and the special acoustic buoys. It's all happening.
All right, so the eco warrior, the eco, or what do you call it, barrier?
It's an eco shark barrier.
Yeah, the eco shark barrier, we've discussed it before, which is like a high-tech net that used to go around, and it doesn't cause as much problems as the traditional nets do. That'll go in shortly. Is that first?
No, because this is brand new technology. The Premier and the Minister both said we could go from north wall of our river to back to Lighthouse Point, and that's a length of 800 metres.
Yeah.
Two of our attacks, bad attacks of Matt and Sam have taken place in that area, and that would allow, if it all works, an area for surfboard riders, for swimmers, and for nippers and everybody to use the full Lighthouse Beach.
Okay, so take us to the drum lines now. How do the drum lines work?
Well, the drum lines, the DPI have been tagging sharks up here since July, August, and they've tagged about 16. And basically what the smart drum lines do is to put the same hook and line out that attach to a buoy. Without having their boats there, as soon as something takes it, a shark takes the bait, a boat will come out and bed tag the shark and then take it 10 kilometres out to sea. It just takes a lot of that just waiting around out of it, and it's much more efficient and cost effective.
And if they're regular visitors, if the same sharks are coming back time and time again, what happens then?
Well, we'll know, because the new buoys that we're getting two of those, one pretty soon and one as when the rest come from Canada, and that will pick up every tagged shark. So in conjunction with sirens and loudspeakers.
Sure. But is that the idea, that if you do identify sharks that keep on coming back, and they keep coming back to the drum line time and time again, do you then have to do something about those sharks?
No, look, I don't believe they will come back, because most of the sharks that have been tagged, a lot of them have gone off to Victoria,
okay.
A lot of them down Port Stephens, and some right up to Queensland. Hardly any that have remained in the air after being tagged.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck with the whole thing. It sounds like they've acted, although we were criticising them about a fortnight ago for not getting off their backside, but it sounds like all of a sudden everything's happening at once.
Yeah, Ben, look, I've never criticised the government, because, honestly, they've done more than I ever expected.
All right.
Because the technology just did not exist. You know, the only thing that was working for us was helicopter surveillance, and they're going to increase that, so I can't complain. I think the Minister and the Premier should be congratulated for actually seizing and finding a solution as best they can to a problem.
Well, Mike Baird will be happy to hear that, and we're happy to talk to you this afternoon. David, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Ballina Shire Mayor David Wright, who we've caught up with a few times, so that gets underway ASAP, and he is very appreciative of the kind of attention that he's received from the state government, it sounds like.